Why is my iPhone alarm so quiet? That is trending on Google. And this has been going on for this past week or so, that a lot of people complaining on social media about how their alarm is going off, but is making no sound. And if it's not making a sound, it's not waking them up. Ipso facto, people have been missing work, oversleeping, missing meetings, things like that. And they've alerted Apple of this problem. And Apple says, we promise that we are working on a fix. No information given on a timeline. In the meantime, they suggest go back to your roots and pull out your old alarm clock, perhaps your radio clock, or maybe your old, I had a Mickey Mouse clock growing
those
up
were
that
nice.
Made
yeah.
the most horrific sound. I can still hear it. It was awful. And you popped Mickey in the head in order to get it to turn off. So that's their fix for now, is to use something else as they try and figure out what is happening, why the alarm is going off but not making any sound.
See, I've always been in my roots. Oh, mine does work. Hear that?
Did you set yours for this specific time?
I just put it a minute from now when you started telling the
story.
Okay, so mine works. But I don't use it. I use this as a backup if it's something really important, like a flight to catch or something like that early in the morning. I'm at my roots where it's still a clock radio. I wake up to about Who's the Stiff usually. Brian is usually the first voice I hear every day in the morning.
Yep.
So yeah, it's that, or let's be honest, I'll snooze. So then it's usually into Showbiz News when I'm finally just lying there and just cursing my life, and then finally getting up to move.
I can't tell you the last time I used something that wasn't my phone to wake
up.
And I use my phone as a backup to my phone. I set more than one alarm on my phone.
Yeah.
But if all of my, and I have an Android, so if all of my alarms were to just crap out and not go off, I'd be screwed.
Well, mine would be, see, I look to shut my phone off at any chance that I can get, and sleepy time is a nice time to do that.
Oh, you can still shut it off. You can still do not disturb and it have
and
your
alarm
go off.
Right, yeah. Right. So you don't, do you have a clock if you wake up in the middle of the night?
I don't think so.
You don't ever have that, I wonder what time it is, and look over, or do you pick up your phone?
I pick up my phone.
In your grogginess of sleep, you reach over and pick up your phone and look at it. See, I just look over and either get that sweet, sweet feeling of you got a couple hours before to get up, or just that impending doom that's going to fire off in 8 minutes.
What, do you live in a hotel that you've got a clock on your nightstand?
I do. Right to my right.
I've
had the same one for 20 years, probably.
I don't even know how I'm sure I have one somewhere, but I can't remember the last time I used it. I think I would have to go out and buy one. And then luckily, I have an Android, Mr. D has an iPhone, so if one system goes out, the other one. But one of my dogs is like clockwork, 6:30 every morning.
Yeah, you have that.
What's up?
Yeah.
I got to go outside. I got to go potty. I'm ready to eat food.
And people, if you have small children, don't have any of these problems because you're up anyway, so
right.
You don't even need that. I was very pleasantly surprised just this week as I was doing some shopping, just roaming down through aisles. I saw a wall, and they had several clock radios
there.
So.
Sale?
I didn't check the price point on there, but I thought, oh, good. So when mine craps out, if I still wanted to wake up to the sounds of Who's the Stiff, I still can. I like that rather than that generic alarm sound. Did you have a buzzer alarm, or was it always radio? Mine was always radio, and I was always fine to wake up to that. It woke me up.
I had a clock radio when I got older. When I grew up, though, it was Mickey who made a terrible ringing sound.
Let's see if we could find that.
The most horrific ringing sound ever. That's the sound that he made. Like I said, it still haunts me to this day. And then after I finally, but it was cute when I was a kid, so it was fun. And then after that, I had a clock radio, and I used that clock radio until I got a cell phone, and I've never looked back from a cell phone, and I've always set my cell phone alarm.
Do you wake up to something that's not your phone or your alarm clock, and what is it? So welcome in Don. Hi Don, what do you wake up to in the morning?
My body clock wakes me up between 5 and 5:20 every morning.
That sounds terrible. What is it that you do? Are you like a first shifter?
No. I mean, I get to the store at 7:30, 7:45. But at 5:30, I turn Lindsay on, catch the weather, a little bit of news. And at 6 o'clock, the stereo system goes on, and it's the guys being welcomed by Eric.
Okay, that's right. It's not too bad. It's not a bad way to start your day, if we're being honest.
Yeah, we obviously own.
As far as alarm clocks, get the Echo Dot with the clock built in. They're awesome.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you have never overslept for anything without setting an alarm clock?
No, and like you, when I have to make an early flight, I wake up at 3:30, 4:30, 5, knowing that, you know, I've got to get up. But never, I mean, not at least in my adult life have I overslept.
Well, now you just sound like you're bragging.
Bragging about that body clock. Thank you. Let's face it. If I oversleep for anything, nobody's going to miss me. But if I have something important like a flight, then I'll do the backup thing that I don't want to miss.
Also, I feel like I'm like Don, where something like that, I wake up often. Where I'm like, is it now? Is it time to wake up now? No, I go back to sleep. Boop, what about now? I'll wake up, you know, if I've gotten early. The last couple times Mr. D and I have traveled, we've had to leave the house by 3 or 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I will either take forever to fall asleep, and then I'll wake up at 1. 1:30, 2:30, 3. So, yeah.
Stress out about it.
I know, because I'm like, I don't want to oversleep.
Let's welcome in Big Al from Milwaukee, but he's working in Cedarburg. Hi, Al. Big Al. How do you wake up in the morning?
Not just a regular Al, a Big Al.
Big Al, yeah. Okay, so back in the day, we had an alarm clock radio, and then we moved to a cell phone alarm for a short period. And then lately, about 3 or 4 years, the wet daughter bought us one of those Google Assist boxes.
Mm-hmm.
We use that. And, but the wife uses more than I do, because the past years I've been working second shift, so I don't really need it much.
What is that Google and Echo? Wait, someone called about an Echo Dot too. That, what's the sound? Can you make any sound that comes out of that? Make it do any sound?
Usually it's just some kind of music that it plays. I mean, you could put your own music in if you want, you know,
so
download,
you could,
whatever.
You could put like Slipknot if you wanted to wake up to that.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Myself, when I used to wake up to Motley Crue or something like that.
Okay.
Nice.
I got you.
All right,
Big
Al, he likes to wake with a start.
Yeah, that's all good.
Exactly.
Get you going. Big Al, thanks for the phone call.
All right, appreciate it. Bye.
Bye.
So welcome in Dave in Germantown. Dave, how are you waking up in Germantown in the morning?
I have a solution to the iPhone not ringing problem.
What's that?
I have an old iPad that doesn't update anymore, and then I have my phone that updated, so my phone didn't ring the other day, but my iPad did.
Mm-hmm.
So I just compared the sounds in both of them, and they added a new little toggle switch, and the toggle switch is that the alarm ringer will change with your phone ringer. So if you turn your phone on silent mode, that means you're turning your alarms on silent mode.
Why would that ever be a function?
Yeah, all you have to do is turn that little toggle switch off, and then your alarm is separated from your ringer on your phone again.
Okay. There's a nice little tip until Apple figures that nonsense out.
Yeah.
Thanks for that hack, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
We appreciate it. The Hog, hi. How do you wake up in the morning?
Well, I used to wake up every morning by my husband giving me a kiss, because he wakes up without an alarm.
I
bit him in his lip.
You bit him.
So, ever since then, he claims I'm a vampire, and he kisses me on the forehead for his safety now.
Yeah.
Did you mean to bite him? Did you want to sleep longer and you were irritated, or was it just out of reaction?
I was asleep. I didn't even know I did it, but the way he fell and backed up, I mean, I didn't drop blood or anything, but totally not on purpose. I am spoiled. I would not do that on purpose.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you did. I mean, we're not here to judge. That's amazing.
Watch where you put those lips.
Right?
Especially that early.
I love it.
Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.